WDR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Protests of what a group of Memphis police did to Tyre Nichols have been loud, sometimes large, but nonviolent. These demonstrations in Atlanta. In Memphis, Nakia Harrison went to a protest with her 11, 8, and 5-year-old boys, who she says are affected by the Nichols case.
They were already scared, but now they're overly anxious. They don't know what to do.
Memphis Police Department saying the Scorpion Unit, whose members were responsible for the Tyre Nichols incident, will be permanently deactivated. On his aircraft, flying from New Hampshire to South Carolina for presidential campaign stops, former President Trump calling the police body cam video of the beating of Tyre Nichols horrible. Leaders of a Northwestern North Carolina church say cyber criminals stole nearly $800,000 that the congregation spent years raising to build a new sanctuary that's supposed to be completed in a few months. This is ABC News. Bills that ban young people from getting gender-affirming health care and allow families to receive scholarships to pay for education outside the public school system have been signed into law today by Utah's Republican Governor Spencer Cox. Coming to many Americans, low readings on thermometers.
In a word, brr. An Arctic front is pushing into the upper Midwest and central plains this weekend, with snow and wind chill alerts across 15 states. Biting cold temperatures will be the big danger, more than snowfall. Parts of North Dakota, Iowa, and Minnesota will feel wind chills of 20 to nearly 40 below zero. The Great Lakes region could see more snow, but by the time the storm reaches the Northeast, it will be mostly rain, adding to the record snowless streak so far for New York City. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu announcing a series of punitive steps against the Palestinians, including plans to beef up Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank in response to a pair of shooting attacks. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media, too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
The Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Jenny.
It's up to all of us. It's not just up to Democrats. Are we ready to rid our country of this perversion and deception? You know, are we sick of massacres at churches, grocery stores, theaters, concerts? Are we sick of adults forcing children who are raped into pregnancy? When is enough enough that we're going to vote all those fascists?
I'm putting you down for Caller Hall of Fame today. We have to carry these messages, even if the Democratic Party is incapable. You keep it up, sister.
Follow The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Max Inc. Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
us on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Up old Chevy, y'all covered in rust. No one has seen the likes around here. The best thing out of Texas is shining black beer. But she said she was a preacher's daughter, but she'd forgotten everything that he taught her. All I know, and I don't know much, is I fall in love with every touch. I don't think I can take much more. It's been the last night on my bathroom floor. Days and the way that they started, hung over in a broken body. Karaoke queen knows every word to every song she's ever heard. Bay wagon wheel on an old guitar, and without fear she got a boots on the bar.
it'll be a bad day. When I don't have a jug by my side, yeah, I don't have that jug by my side. I gotta keep cutting here, creep on for the steal. Gotta keep things rolling, cause I got 50 babies to fill. I can sit on my front porch and play my guitar all day. When that lighting's ready, I got no time to play. Got a big black dog with a bark as dark as night. Intimidating appearance, she never been in a fight. Nevertheless, she stays up on the hill. When trouble comes knocking, I know that blood will spill. Yeah, I know that blood will spill.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. Such an awesome song. Maggie Shays and Fog from her Fog album in 2022 on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. You can catch Maggie Shays, or M. Shays as she likes to be called, on Friday, February 10th with Jay Marston at the Harmony Bar and Grill. That's going to be a good show. So Marston and M. Shays at the Harmony on Friday, February 10th. Before that, we heard the Material Boys. They have a Bluegrass Monday happening at the Malt House on February 20th here in Madison. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you on a Saturday night. It's pretty snowy out there. If you're all driving around, please be careful. Shawn Michael Dragon is going to come in the studio here in just a couple of minutes. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Three locations in the Madison area: Monona Drive, Livingston Street, and Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's sales. SalvatoresTomatoPies.com. And by the Spaceship.tv. See a show, check listings, buy tickets. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. Live to internet streaming of all your all your favorite bands. Get all the details and see shows right now at the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I won't sit to watch you standing. I can't reach to catch your landing. I'm not waiting for the day. My two worlds become none. One last push before I pull it. One more time you dodge the bullet. I can't guarantee this day. The two worlds become none. First you say it's getting better. Then you say it's for the best. Now I can't seem to find a way to make you understand the rest. Make you silence. We will cherish evermore. I can't sit to watch you standing. I won't reach to catch your landing. I'm not waiting for the day our two worlds become none. No, I can't bear to see the way our two worlds become none. No, I can't guarantee I'll stay. So two worlds become none.
Very nice. Shawn Michael Dargan on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Just come out swinging with some live music. I like that. Woo. I like that a lot. Rocker, take it away, brother.
Shawn Michael Dargan, by day, is the music advisor for the Wisconsin Union Directorate, and by night, he's a singer-songwriter who has played in many local bands over the years, from the Kissers to the current Beatles tribute, Madison Mystery Tour. A solo artist and much more, here in the studio to tell us about his upcoming album and maybe even play another song. Shawn Michael Dargan. Shawn, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hello, Rocker. Thanks for having me, brother.
My pleasure. Shawn, thanks so much for coming in to play the new songs from your upcoming album. For those of our listeners who are not familiar, tell us a little bit about Shawn Michael Dargan.
Well, sure. As you mentioned, I'm local. I live right here in Madison. I've been playing music in Madison for 21 years since I moved here, and I was doing it for 21 years before that, probably. I lived in Los Angeles, California before I moved here, but I've lived in Austin and in New York City and Washington, D.C., and I've been doing this since I got out of school. So I've been, taking it as seriously as one possibly can, trying to do my thing and just keep writing songs and playing them for the nice people.
Now, before we get to your new album, you put together the Madison Mystery Tour, and you're performing the Beatles' Red album along with an all-star orchestra on February 18th at the Barrymore Theater in Madison. Tell us about this upcoming show.
Sure.
About the Madison Mystery Tour.
Well, what you just said is mostly true. I didn't actually assemble the band. I was a latecomer to it.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not the newest member, but I've been in the band for about 9 years now.
Okay.
Almost 9 years. The band's been together for a little bit longer than that. They had put out the first two records. They did shows. The mission of the band was to do a live show on the 50th anniversary of every Beatles album.
Nice.
Wow.
And we just accomplished that with Let It Be being the last record that we did back in May at the Barrymore Theater.
That had to be really fun to do on stage.
And super fun.
Yeah.
And what's super cool about it is although the Beatles were a tremendous touring band for several years, they stopped right in the middle of their career, really right when they were reaching an ascendancy point, when they were putting out some of their best records, Rubber Soul and Revolver, they stopped touring completely. So we're doing things that they never did. How about that?
Right. I mean, their last show was on the rooftop that we saw in Get Back.
Yep.
And before that, it was like
it had been years
the old style Beatles. And they quit because, you know, I mean, gosh, the equipment was so bad back then.
Very hard. I mean, the rigors of touring were the same then as they are now, I'm sure. Even for a band that's as the most popular thing in the world, which they were, it's still exhausting. And they were finding it hard to keep up with their artistic vision and their mission of making new records, writing new songs and putting out new records. And they decided that they would choose that over touring, which was a bold decision to make at the time.
And Sean, another band you were in, was it the Kissers? Did I hear that right?
Yeah, I played in the Kissers for about 5 years.
They're fun.
They're fantastic. They're all friends of mine. The band leader, Ken Fitzsimmons, is a dear friend of mine.
Oh, yeah.
He and I have written a couple of shows together and written a bunch of songs together, and I played in that band for about 5 years. It was really cool.
Ken's out at Blast House?
Yeah, he's with the Madison Music Foundry and Blast House Studio. Yep.
Yep.
And the Kissers are not playing anymore. I think they played their last show not too long ago, right?
You know, they say
allegedly.
That. The Kissers have even when I was in the band, the band broke up and went on sabbatical for quite a while and then came back and started doing it again. So I would never write the Kissers off. I would never say they're down for the count.
Those comeback shows, they pack them in, man.
Yeah, they do.
Retirement sucks, tour.
Right.
Let's talk about your new album, A Little Bit Distracted. What are you being distracted from, and who are you distracting?
Well, that's a great question. I've got two kids, and I find them delightful and very distracting. And I would say, if anything, being a dad has been probably the best job that anyone could ever want. It's certainly the best job I've ever had. But it's a little distracting from my music life. You know, my artistic endeavors get put on the side or the back burner just because I've got domestic responsibilities. So I've been a little distracted through the years, and I'll take a year or two or six or ten between records sometimes. And this new record's coming out in April, and it's only been a couple of years since I put one out, so it hasn't been too bad. But I've got ADHD, so I'm always distracted by something.
Are you getting your kids into music, or how do they look at your music? Tell us about your
music
and kids.
Absolutely, yeah. Both my kids play. My youngest is a drummer who also plays guitar and bass, but drums are his first love. And my oldest is really a front person who plays bass and guitar, but really their passion is vocals and being the star. They definitely chip off the old block. They like to perform. It's cool. We did a little family band about about 4 months ago. We did for the talent show at one of my kids' schools. We played one of my songs actually off my last record, and Charlie played bass and Liam played drums and I played guitar, and it was really fun.
I was gonna say it's like the Dargan family band.
Totally, man. Totally.
All right, so we're going to play another song here, and it looks like the next song we're going to play is That's All the Loving I Need. You actually sent this, the music, we were to play the album version of this, but since you have your guitar tonight.
Sure, let's play it live, right?
Tell us about the song first before we play.
Sure, you know, the song, it's a love song. It's really to my wife, and it's pretty straightforward. I think you'll get the point of it. I moved here from sunny Southern California, and as I look out at this snowscape that we're all experiencing, there's a couple lines in this song that are definitely evocative of what's happening right now.
All right, this here is Sean Michael Dargan live in Max Inc. Radio.
If you love me, that's all the loving I need. Stars above me, that's all the loving I need. Feel it, shout it, don't you ever doubt it. If you love me, that's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. Winter's warming, that's all the loving I need. Midwest charming, that's all the loving I need.
Memories hazy, a giant bunch of Gerberd daisies. If you love me, that's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. Knowing funny, dark chocolate Easter bunny. When I'm ready, you're right there. If you love me, that's all the loving I need. Stars above me, that's all the loving I need. Backyard wedding, Wisconsin winter flannel bedding. If you love me, that's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. That's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. That's all the loving, that's all the loving I need.
That's a beautiful song, Shawn Michael Dargan, live on Max Inc. Radio. Your wife must have been ecstatic when she heard that.
She likes that song.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Let's see here. Are we doing another song, or was it just the two songs?
We can do as many songs as you like, brother.
Let's do one more.
Right on.
If you were to do one more song, what would that be?
So this is one more song off my brand new record, which comes out in April. So this one's a little heavier, man. This one's called Permanent Impermanence. Yeah. Nothing lasts, right?
Let's check it out right now.
The things we love will disappear. Nothing lasts forever. Nature's finest engineer pulling on the lever. The ending will commence. Permanent impermanence. We're only here for a little while. Nothing lasts forever. So trade that tear for a little smile. Nothing lasts forever. Consequence, the ending will commence. Permanent impermanence.
Shawn Michael Dargan, live on Max Inc. Radio. Shawn, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Oh, you know it. Thanks for having me, fellas.
It's my first time meeting you, and I look forward to the next time.
Right on.
And please, sign our door, or the station's door.
Oh, you know that I will.
Yeah.
Hey, wait. Where can we find you online?
You can find me at SeanMichaelDargan.com.
And that's where the new music will be posted?
Yep. It's available. You know, it's the new single is up on Bandcamp, which is a really artist-friendly delivery vehicle. But, of course, it's also available on Spotify and iTunes and Orchard, all of your online digital delivery vehicles.
Did you hear that, folks? Bandcamp is an awesome vehicle delivery for music. You heard it from Sean.
I love
Bandcamp.
It pays the artists. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And they have the free Bandcamp Fridays or whatever too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You can listen for free, but you can easily pay the artists and Bandcamp actually sends money to every artist when they make sales, which is certainly not the case with Spotify all the time. So
that's unheard of these days. Yeah. Sean, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Thanks again.
Rocker, what's coming up next hour? We got Faster, Faster, Faster coming up at 8:30.
That's right. And then live in the Devil's Lair with the Gypsy Jazz of Harmonious Whale and Max and Kevy, 10 to midnight with yours truly, Rocker.
And coming up just after the top of the hour here, after 8 o'clock, we're going to hear an interview that Terry Barr recorded with Joe Richter, another local musician out of Milwaukee, actually. Looking forward to that. Sean, thanks again. Let's hear some Mascot Theory right now. Best is yet to come. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Stumble around like ghosts in the dark. About journeys that end with a scar. Still in a comma, duty to be done. Soaking up rays from an indifferent sun. Now the planets don't care if we win or we lose. Out in the distance, destructed from view. And I'm treading for days like a log on the sea. And I can't save the world, and the world can't save me. But I'm a wee, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Find the philosopher's stone. But the more I create, well, the less I control. Perpetual light of diamonds and dust. Like a shiny metal that reflects and it rusts. But I believe the best is yet to come. Stings when it bleeds. You know that power creates and power deceives. I can see this fight, but I won't give the world. Like a moth to a flame, I come back for more. But I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Oh, and I believe the best.
The best is yet to come. That's the Mascot Theory on Max Inc. Radio from Every Sign of Life. Mascot Theory has been dropping singles here and there throughout the last couple of months. Good stuff. Be sure to check them out online. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations in Madison: Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. Their website is igniteglassandgifts.com, igniteglassandgifts.com. Also sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie here in Dane County. Locally owned restaurant, tavern, brewery, great food, live music. Get all the details, the menu, and see what beers are on tap at fullmilebeercompany.com, fullmilebeercompany.com. Not many chances to see Mackenzie Moore perform live in Madison due to her moving to L.A. She'll be at the Harmony on February 2nd. There was a time you could do no Oh. All the buttons. All those stupid little buttons. Back to Mackenzie now. There was a time you could do no wrong. When everything was perfect to me. Stop the
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ag.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.